We still have a problem with those songs. We have to explain how Wolf came to set such words. He was a fastidious literary tone poet. How did he come to be setting popular lyrics? His achievements thus far had been in composing the great German national poets, Heine, Eichendorff, Mörike, Goethe. But in doing that, and in being rather reluctant to use poems already set by his great predecessors, he'd actually exhausted, in effect, the stock of German poetry, used it up, a stock of settable, singable verses. What next? Well, he wanted great poetry, so the answer was great or good foreign poetry, well translated. And that offered him a positive advantage that German composers often need. It extended his artistic horizons into new countries, new worlds. And that's his first encounter with the young Paul Heyse, who had already collaborated with the established poet and translator Emmanuel Geibel in a fine anthology of Spanish poetry in German translation, the Spanisches Liederbuch, already published in 1852. And some of those had been set already by Schumann and Brahms, and Wolf must have been familiar with them, and they were just right for him. They included lyrics by great poets, Lope de Vega, Cervantes, the kind of thing that Wolf needed for his initial inspiration. And they also included, which he'd not said before, popular songs, lyrics of the people, anonymous poems of love and longing. And those in turn inspired new musical equivalents for religious devotion or personal passion, with such ideas as dance rhythms and guitar accompaniments. Wolf set 44 of those Spanish songs. And then in 1890, he was ready to turn to the companion volume, Heyse's Italienisches Liederbuch. There were two main differences, really. And both were very apt for his purposes. First of all those poems were written by one person. All those poems were translated by one person. So you have stylistic unity and integrity, which Wolf craved. And another thing was equally important. Heyse loved those original Italian folk lyrics with their naivety, faults of rhyming, faults of prosody. But when he came to translate them into German, he was a literary poet. He made his own versions. He polished and fluent German with exact rhymes, good and musical German, just right and ready for the literary songwriter. So that was decisive. And the highly literary composer Wolf, though he loved folk song, and he might just possibly have enjoyed the original lyrics had he known them, there's no evidence of that, he would surely never have set either the original Italian texts or literal translations of them. So we owe a very special debt to Paul Heyse too. I can illustrate this genre from a literal translation of the very first song in the Italian songbook, on which I should propose to spend much time.